Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. And be joyful. I'm going to the thing right now. I'm over it. I'm over reading the word right now. I'm over teaching. I'm over kind of work. It's funny. I think these are the times that really try you, and you can't just always do what you feel. You got to do what's right, and you got to be disciplined about it. And when I read, and this is why it's interesting, if you make a decision to read the word, there are going to be times where you don't want to. There's going to be times where you're not interested in reading it. That's for sure. But you strive through, you push on, because God will work with you if you just continue to stick your nose in this stuff. It helps you, it guides you, it builds you up. It's a wonderful thing when you're stable. And I was reading this morning in Mark, and it talks about this a little bit. If you go to Mark chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Behold, there went out a sower to sow." And this is someone who's going to plant. "And it came to pass, as he sowed," or as he planted, "some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came up and devoured up the seed. Verse 5, "And some fell on stony ground." Some of that seed fell on stony ground, "where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up." That plant sprang up because it had no depth of earth. It wasn't deep. The soil wasn't deep. Verse 6, "But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell," some of that plant, or some of that seed, "fell on among thorns. And the thorns grew up, and it choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. Now Christ spoke in parables, and it talks about this as you jump down. It was to fulfill a prophecy. But if you go to verse 14, he explains the parable. Verse 14, "The sower soweth the word." The person he's talking about planting is sowing or planting the word, the spoken word of God. Verse 15, "And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh the word that was sown in their hearts." These are the people that when they hear the word, as soon as something else comes up, it just moves their attention away. As soon as Instagram pops up, Facebook pops up, YouTube pops up, whatever is listened to, whatever word is heard, it just immediately bounces from their mind. Verse 16, "And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended." There's the second type of person. When they receive it, they're immediately hot for the word. They're immediately hot for God, but they have no root. They have no root. They haven't taken time and worked it. Therefore, when that persecution ariseth from believing in God, believing in Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus, believing in the word, they're ripped out. That word's ripped out from them. Verse 18, "And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it become unfruitful." It becometh unfruitful. I think this is where a lot of people live. It's when the things of this world, the pursuit of other things in life, choke out the truth. The truth, you got to start to read this stuff and apply it, and the fundamental principles that are in here, the things you focus on are these things. They're not the things of this world. of this earth, of this cosmos. All that stuff's going away. And the thing is when you start to read this stuff and believe it, you're going to start to see a change in your life. So it's not like you're just out there reading and your whole life is taken away because you think on the word. It's the opposite. You start to get the fruits of the word. And it starts to yield, and I mean, it's incredible. Finally, verse 20, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. God's going to be the one who increases you in life. And I have to hear this for myself. I mean, even when I start reading this and start talking about it, I have to hear it for myself because there's things that just... that bother me about my life. You know, I believe in God. I have a lot of faith. It's fundamental, it's built in, it's not going anywhere. But that doesn't mean that the cares of this world don't bother me. It doesn't mean that, like, sometimes you're like, God, why? I don't understand why we're not more successful than we are right now. That's at some yield 50 or 60 or 100. And it's not, but it's not just about money. It's about what you're yielding as far as your family. Do you have kids? Are you married? It's what you're yielding as far as spiritually. Are you using the gifts that God's given you? There's so many manifestations of the Holy Spirit that's in you, working in you right now. Are you yielding that fruit? And, you know, I question it, certainly. You got to choose the things that matter in life, and you got to stay focused on those things. And if you're hearing the word, continually put it in there. Plant it on good ground. Don't be hot for a minute and leave. Be disciplined. This stuff will change your life. It'll remove anxiety. It'll build you up. You'll start to see the peace of God, and it's a different type of peace because it comes from heaven. Change your mind, change your life. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything that's going on. I pray for just continual guidance for the safety of the trip today, that it's a good trip and that we can continually get out everything that needs to get out. I thank you for the people we work with again and that they're always there. I thank you so much for my family and how just what's been built over the years and where we are. And I just pray for a continual growth in that. And I ask again that you just work on my attitude and my energy level and all the other stuff, Father. But I just thank you for your son and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.